Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisa on the Fan.
Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM. WFAN.
Coming to you live from the Hard Rock on this, before this game for tonight, a big game. This is Mike's on, Francesa on the Fan, again on a chilly, windy, and dress appropriately. It's going to be cold at the stadium tonight because the winds are really gusting, and it will be a factor, and it's going to be in the low 50s for the game. But you know what? No rain in sight after yesterday's rain out. The commissioner did a great job, as we talked about yesterday. He told me there would be an early call. He called it before noon yesterday. And now we play game four. Remember, it's game two ticket this evening, just so you make sure you take the right ticket and you're in the right game accordingly. For those of you that split up playoff games, game two ticket is the game for tonight. But this is game four, obviously, Greinke against Tanaka. And I have been at Yankee Stadium. Not in the Hard Rock then. You know, the Hard Rock has been kind of a new addition the last couple of years. But in all the years I've been here before playoff games, and you can do, and that has happened countless times. I mean, hundreds of times through the years. And often I would, back in the halcyon days of the 90s especially, into 2000, when they would win all the time. And find a way to win. Even when they got behind, they'd find a way to win. Or got behind in the series, they'd find a way to win. But I always talked about the A game. And tonight they need an A game. In those days, the A game was Andy Pettitte, seven innings, hand the ball to Mariano Rivera. The A game means nobody touches the ball except the guys that you want to touch the ball, your top guys. And with Tanaka, it's a little different. You'll probably need a bridge. So I would say with Tanaka this evening, you look for six. You give it to Britton, then you give it to Chapman, and you can forget the rest. That's the Yankee version of the A game in 2019 versus the A game that you would have seen in 96 or 98 or 99 or 2000 or 2001 or 2003, whatever year you want to pick, that you would have seen with Andy on the mound so many times pitching with the Yankees needing a win in the worst way. And the Yanks are in a must-win situation tonight. Let's be honest. As you look at this series, there's two things you know. Number one, you knew going in that you were going to have to win a game that Verlander and Cole starts. You're 0-2 in that department. You're going to get two more shots. You hope to get two more shots. One of them will be tomorrow when Verlander will be on full rest. Tonight it's Greinke against Tanaka. Tanaka was brilliant in his first game, allowing just one hit over six innings and being completely dominant in the game. He did get tired. That is true. He got tied after 68 pitches, but they would look for the same tonight. Six innings would be perfect. They don't like Tanaka the third time around anyway, but the bottom line is what he has been nothing short of a brilliant postseason performer. Every time he takes the ball, he delivers. His ERA is under two lifetime. He's never given up more than two runs in a playoff start. So you hope for the same tonight in a very big spot out of Tanaka. We don't know the lineup yet. I would expect Torres to bat third. He batted third against Greinke the first time. I would expect it to be LeMahieu, Judge, Torres. The other question is, will Stanton play? We just don't know yet. I mean, if he doesn't play this game, you don't know when if he's going to play in this series. You got to question whether you want to keep him on the roster the rest of the way or do you want to add a body. Remember, you do lose him. You do lose him for the World Series if that's the case. That's why the Yanks have been reluctant to do it. But the question is, can you get him in the lineup? And the other question becomes, where you play him, because you could put Encarnacion on the field and put LeMay with third. You could do that if you wanted to accommodate more bats into the lineup or a different setup and they stand in the DH. I don't think they want to do anything with Encarnacion except leave him at the DH spot. So that means Stanton has to go into the outfield, which means there's more he has to do. If he could DH is one thing. If he can play the field, it's a different thing. But that does impact Encarnacion. It does impact the infield defense, because I'm telling you right now, the Yankees are not taking Encarnacion's bat. Despite the fact he hasn't hit in this series yet, they're not taking his bat out of the lineup. The Yankees are very big on Encarnacion, and I understand that he's off to a sluggish start, but so are a whole bunch of other guys. There's a lot of offers. There's a lot of 1-4s, you know. Sanchez is 1-13. Encarnacion is 1-12. Didi is 1-12. Gaudy is 2-13. Urshela is 2-11. So go down the list. Everybody's, you know, Hicks hasn't had a hit, but he's only been up 3 times. The bottom line is there's only a few guys hitting right now for the Yankees, and most of them did the damage in game number one. Torres has been their best hitter. There's no question he's their best player. And he has been very good so far in this series. But again, I would think he'll be in the 3 spot. But more than anything else tonight, right from the get-go, this is one of those games where Yankee Stadium has to become a very difficult place and a very loud, aggressive place tonight. I mean, that's what, and that does not mean throw bottles at the outfielders, okay? And Encarnacion was out the other night. The fan base looks pretty bad when they're throwing stuff on the field at a call that was correct. Okay? So, you know what? You want to make noise. You want to make it difficult on the other pitcher. That's fine. Don't throw anything at anybody. And keep the bottles in the stands, please. I mean, it just looks bad. It really does. It's not something you want to hear the rest of the country opining on, which they did. And it does make everybody here look bad. So just knock it off. Okay? And the call was right to begin with. But tonight, you got Greinke, who is easy to rattle. He's a guy who does not like to be uncomfortable. He's a guy that obviously has a great deal of talent. And if he's comfortable, he can be very dominant. But he also can be very uncomfortable in games. And you want to, in a loud and very proper way from a fan standpoint, make him uncomfortable in this game tonight. And the Yankee batters have to do the same thing and make this a tough game all the way around. The conditions aren't going to be great. It's going to be chilly. That's fine. It's going to be windy. I mean, it's going to be exceedingly windy this evening. I think the winds are going to be blowing. I don't know what direction they're going to be blowing from. They're going to be swirling around and blowing at a big number tonight. They're talking about very heavy winds. So that'll be an issue this evening. It'll be cool, dress appropriately. But this has to be a place where you have a little bit of a home field advantage tonight. And the Yankees need it, because this is must win. And I'll even go a little farther. I think if the Yanks are going to win this series, they're going to win the next 2 games. I cannot see them. I really can't see them going back and winning both games in Houston, because that would mean if they go back to Houston down 3-2, they are going to face game 6 with the specter of Cole sitting there on full rest in game 7. And the Yankees didn't score a run off him in a day where he was way off his game. At home, next time around, I think it'll be even harder. So the idea of waiting till then and having to win both games in Houston is a little bit of a tall order, one that I don't think the Yankees are going to get done. So if they're going to win this series, I think they're going to win. Well, tonight, obviously. If they don't win tonight, we know what's going to happen. The bottom line is Verlander to be going for the clincher tomorrow night. But the Yankees, I would be very, very surprised if they don't win this game tonight. I expect another good performance out of Tanaka. I expect the bats to jump out tonight. I expect this to be a matchup. They can win. They won this matchup comfortably in game 1. I expect them to do the same. Greinke did not offer anything of a surprise first time around. Okay? I mean, they didn't pound him, of course, but they got 7 hits and 3 runs. And you know what? That may or may not be enough tonight. The bottom line is they can hit Greinke. He's a really good pitcher. I'm not taking anything away from him. He's a top pitcher. But, again, he's not in the league right now of Verlander and Cole. They are special pitchers right now. And the Yankees are going to have to figure out a way to beat one of them. I would think Verlander is the more likely target tomorrow. He's on full rest, though, tomorrow. That's the one thing. He's not on short rest like he was in the Tampa series. He's on full rest. But worry about tomorrow. It's first things first. Get the series even tonight in a matchup that favors the Yankees. Greinke against Tanaka. The Yankees have to do whatever they have to do tonight, but they need the A game. They need Tanaka to go 6 strong. Give it to Britton. Give it to Chapman and get out of here with a victory tonight. And worry about game 5 with Verlander tomorrow. And then it's a 3-game series starting tomorrow. Right now, we've got to even things up this evening. Now, lineup we don't have yet. Stanton's the first issue. Is he in the lineup or not tonight? I do not know what that will mean. What are the chips that fall and which are the changes that happen when he's in the lineup? Let's wait and see. But before any of that happens, we need to see whether or not he's playing tonight, and then we can deal with the lineup, although I would expect, as I said, them to go back to the formation he had earlier in the series where he had Torres batting behind LeMahieu and Judge. I would expect Torres to be back in the three spot. He's their best hitter. I think he'll be back there tonight. I don't think he's going to worry about anything else. I think that's where he'll be. And they need a very good performance out of Tanaka, which he has given them every single time. So Paxton is going tomorrow against Verlander. He and Verlander will both be meeting the media. We'll be able to give you a little bit of that and the managers. We will sprinkle that all through the show. We'll take you right up until 7:25 this evening when the pregame takes over. So we got a long, long journey into evening here at the stadium. So on a listen, all year you wait for this day. All year you wait for the drama of a big postseason game. So it doesn't get any bigger than it does tonight. You're in game four of the ALCS. You're down 2-1. You've dropped 2 games in a row. You're in an absolute must-win territory. This team has been in this place a million times and responded. You would expect nothing short of that this evening. This has to be a very tough place for people to play in tonight. This has to be a very loud, tough ballpark for the opposition this evening. That's what is needed, and you would expect a very big outing out of the Yankees, who opened up this series with 7 runs in game one and then have gone quiet against Verlander and Cole, which shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody. They had seven runs and 13 hits in game one. They have had all of 3 runs on 11 hits in games 2 and 3. That's what you get. That's what gives Washington a chance, that they have Scherzer and Strasburg. That's what makes Houston a favorite. They have Verlander and Cole, and right now those two were the two best pitchers in the American League this year. So tall order for the series. Yankees a heavy underdog now to win this series. It doesn't matter. Right now it's about evening the series up in a game that they're favored to do just that this evening. Greinke against Tanaka. We got a lot to do this afternoon. We'll get it all rolling right after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.